it was just kind of a very tough way to end the season. I know there's a couple of factors in the game. It was a good game, competitive game, but what are your kind of initial thoughts after seeing the season come to an end here?
You know, honestly, these girls, they showed a lot of heart this whole year. I mean, you know, at one point, I think we were 2-6, and, you know, we could have gave up then. And these girls just, they do it. They have a lot of heart, and they're always wanting to get better and work hard at practice and cheer each other on. And, you know, today we just waited too long to start hitting, and, you know, we made a few fielding errors. I mean, not necessarily fielding errors, just throwing errors. And, you know, we're a young team, and I hate to say that when I have two really good seniors on the team, but you know, those two seniors have really led a pathway and shown, you know, what kind of player to be and what to do, how to carry yourself and, you know, how to, like, be a positive, good player.
Your team did show that fight throughout, being down 1-0, 3-1, and even at the end there, 4-3 there. Man, I thought Aspen was going to sneak that by the shortstop there, but that was a great hit by Aspen, just even better play by the shortstop.
You know, it was seriously a line drive, and I honestly can't ask anything more from any kid. You know, that's all I want. I just want a base hit. Base hit was going to score, and it was a line drive. You know, the shortstop had to dive to catch that line drive, and that was the play of that girl's life. You know, she's a good athlete. I think she's a sophomore, and she'll be something to, you know, look forward to in the future to get past. So, you know, Aspen did exactly what I asked, and, you know, I couldn't ask any more from the kid.
I mean, probably the most frustrating thing today is not getting any base runners home. He is leaving the bases loaded a couple of innings, and when it's a 4-3 game, those are some of the things that just come back and haunt you in the end.
You know, yeah, we just left too many ducks on, and especially with, like, our good hitters. I think they just kind of had too much pressure on their shoulders. It's tough, you know, to play – you know, like that in regionals, and to be had the bases loaded. You know, if it was just a regular game, I know those girls would have hit him in. You know, it's just a little more pressure, and that's something that's, you know, that's got to come from the heart. And I'm not saying these girls don't have heart, but that's just kind of something that's hard to even practice. Because, I mean, how often do you get to practice with a high situation like that? And, you know, it just kind of shows how young we are.
I know it's the end of the season, you hate to see it, but two seniors you say goodbye to, and these are the really the big foundation players, because they're the only class that has seen double-digit wins by your teams all 4 years. And they were on the field as freshmen. They were on the batting as freshmen. And so, I mean, they were the tone setters, really, in a way that you had 10 wins in 4 years in a row.
You know, they have. I mean, they've experienced really good years in Scott City softball. And, you know, I think it was kind of discouraging for them to have that many losses. But they have to understand that, you know, like, we lost our pitcher, you know, and you know, we had a couple of girls injured this year. And it just kind of, you know, injuries do really hurt a softball team, especially, you know, when it's somebody really in an important position. And but, you know, those girls just never gave up, you know. And I know Caitlin, she was always very positive with the girls and trying to get people up. And, you know, she never quit at practice and always went 110%. And, you know, same with Aspen. Gosh, she's been my little freshman at second base, you know, 4 years ago. And, you know, she had a chance to play with some really good, you know, legendary people at Scott City. And, you know, I just hope these two girls really pass on their gifts of softball and being really positive role models.
Well, thanks as always, Coach, for the everything this year here, coaches, shows, interviews, what you name it. Fun team to watch here. And thanks again as always. And we'll see you around.
Hey, thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.